Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right,
what's going on?
I haven't got the music because, well, see, Will's not here this week. Will's literally on a flight now to America to go and watch NFL and stuff, and it culminates in us going to Survivor Series in 10 days' time. But he normally does this bit, and I don't know where the music is, so...
Well, we can't do this without the music, can
we? Do you want to sing it?
How does it go?
I can't remember. It's been a while.
All right,
look, welcome to the Pro Wrestling Show. I'm John Jackson. Posh producer Sam, has tagged in because Will, as we say, is on a flight right now to America.
I've taken the hot tag and I'm going to make the babyface comeback.
We're going to talk about the live events that WWE have had this week in the UK. We're going to play a little bit of a clip of a superstar that I spoke to earlier in the week. And then we're going to sort of do some Survivor Series predictions. And that's pretty much it. Just because, you know, Will's not here. But that's it. Sam's just been to watch WWE Live, literally a couple of hours ago, at Wembley.
I have, at the SSE Arena. Yeah. And it was the SmackDown version of the tour. And it was all right. It was just all right. There was a couple of really, really good bits, and the rest of it kind of just sort of ambled by, as they tend to do at these live events.
And I went on Monday, and I also saw SmackDown, and I felt exactly the same. When you just came in now, I looked at you and I went, yeah, he's had the same experience. Can we like compare? Because we haven't spoken about this. We've only just
not got long
to record. So we're just going to speak about this for the first time. Which bits did you like and which bits didn't you like?
Becky and Charlotte works. It always works. Yeah. It never doesn't work. That was good. The main event was good.
The main event was a triple threat.
Actually, it was AJ, Samoa Joe, and Daniel Bryan. So that was all right.
Amazing,
very, very good. Although it was quite short because I think they were a bit time constrained, and mainly because there was so much rubbish in between times. There was a lot of there was like a mixed tag match that involved a dance kind of competition in the middle of it, which was at the start of the second half.
Yeah, we got that.
Kill time.
Yeah,
nonsense really. And the British NXT UK match was good between Zach Gibson and Trent Seven, which was also very.
That's
good.
Pretty good. We had on Monday in Birmingham a very similar, except The Miz faced Daniel Bryan, which is like potentially the WrestleMania 35 main event.
Yeah,
really?
Potentially, yeah.
Except they'll probably have titles by then. Who did The Miz face? Or did The Miz
it wasn't on it? Wasn't on it at all. No, it wasn't on the show.
Wow, it's been given time off.
Yeah, he must
have been. He's not injured.
Yeah, I hope not.
So they've obviously added Daniel Bryan to the main event. There, we had in the terms of the British people, we were kind of expecting to have. We thought we'd have British Strong Style because it was in Birmingham.
Yeah.
And we didn't. We had Mark Andrews, who's good and can certainly wrestle. And then we had Trent Seven versus the Coffey Brothers. And I was just a little bit, don't know, just wasn't that taken by it. You got Zach Gibson tonight, and I'm like, I'd have preferred to have seen that.
Yeah, and Zach cut a great promo about how Liverpool's the great city in the country and how London's, you know, full of Cockney scum and all the rest of it. And it was great. It was really good. It sort of got everybody going. I think everyone was really buying into it. Everyone's kind of bought into NXT UK a bit more.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And Trent Seven went over. So, you know, you can't really complain because obviously the babyface was successful. So it's actually worked out really well. And it was quite a hot crowd for it as well, which was nice to see.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like seeing Jeff Hardy come out. I've not seen Jeff Hardy many times because obviously, you know, he's sort of been around. He's been injured. He's been out of WWE. I saw Rey Mysterio, that was pretty cool. But once they were in the ring, I kind of lost interest a little bit.
Yeah.
It was nice seeing them come out, and I was really excited for that.
That is so true. The entrances were really hot, and the crowd were really up for it. And as soon as the action started, it just went really flat, didn't it?
I felt like they put on quite tired and short matches. You know,
I totally agree, and I felt the same thing. Actually, someone behind me made quite a good point that they're quite in the advanced stage of the tour now, and obviously it's towards the end of the year. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if they've been told to not so much, you know, wind it down, but just play a little bit safe. Don't take any unnecessary bumps. Don't do anything that's too frenetically paced. Just pace yourself a little bit, because matches were quite slow, deliberate, and they were okay. There was a couple of nice high spots, but to be honest, there was, I thought, a sort of quite limited action in a lot of ways in terms of what you usually expect from a WWE.
It was
live
more
show.
Like they'd gone with the entertainment side of it, I felt.
Very much.
I don't know if you've been. Yeah. You might have been this week, and feel free at Pro Wrestle Show on Twitter to let us
completely.
Know what you thought.
Yeah.
I mean, you might have been to the Raw one, and you know, it might have been amazing. I know Nikki Bella was there, and you know, certainly for me, I've never seen Nikki Bella live. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it'd be
you
good.
Know?
Yeah.
One of the matches, and I can't remember which one it was on Monday, was like a squash match as well. I can't remember. Was it Rusev? I can't remember. And it was just like, oh. And it was. It felt like the last show we talked about, the last live event, where Bray Wyatt came out, did his big thing, got squashed or squashed someone, can't remember.
Yeah.
And then just walked off. And it was like, oh, so it's just like a 5-minute filler, isn't it? I don't know. I don't know what it was. And maybe, you know, they've got a lot of big stars out at the moment. Obviously, you know, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are both out. You've got Roman Reigns is obviously out. And maybe that's why they're kind of going a bit easier, so they're not getting any of the other big stars injured. Otherwise, they're going to have a real problem going into WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether this is going to be a common trend, but I think if we can base it on what we've experienced this year, the April tour was considerably better in terms of both the personnel who attended the shows and the quality of the matches. I think by this time of the year, this tour's felt a bit rushed and put together and a little bit, I wouldn't say half-assed, but it's not been exactly kind of promoted as highly. I don't think there have been quite as much expectation with it. So it has felt a little bit kind of put together to a certain degree. But we have talked as well in the past about how house shows tend to be better value than sometimes going to a Raw and SmackDown taping. Now, you really do have to balance it up. If you're thinking of attending a live event, you've never done it before, I would highly, highly recommend going to a house show, because you get match. You get loads of matches. You see most of your favourite stars. However, you are also risking that they might not put on a full bill, and you see only a few of the people you like. At least if you go to a Raw or SmackDown taping where there's a lot more breaks, you'd know you're going to see the main roster. So you do have to weigh that up a little bit.
And I feel that this week on SmackDown and Raw, maybe they were treated to, you know, Nikki Cross coming out, which was a big surprise to face off against Becky.
Cool.
And, you know, I watched it. To be honest, I didn't really see much of Raw because it was the same night that Birmingham was the live event that I went to. And then SmackDown, I watched most of it, and it was all right. I got, you know, quite enjoyed it this week. And, but yeah, there's something, and I don't know what it is. But I think this time around, I would have actually preferred to have gone to the live TV tapings.
I think I would.
Especially on SmackDown, when you've got 205 Live, so you've got something fresh there, and that is their show, and there's not so much nonsense in between. It is just good wrestling.
Absolutely.
And then they have the Mixed Match Challenge, which I guess is it's a bit silly, isn't it? But you just get three different things,
isn't it? Yeah.
And I think my attention would have been held a little bit longer. The final thing I'll say about this tour is, I think the kids loved it, and from what I saw with the kids around us, they thought it was great. They get to see all their favourite wrestlers come out, and perhaps being treated to such a good indie scene at the moment, and being treated to really what I would say are superior WWE products such as NXT and NXT UK, maybe the wrestling is not quite up to there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. But I do think that the point you make about the kids is a good one. I think perhaps almost this tour, I wouldn't say it's been marketed at the kids, but it does seem to be very appealing to the kids. And I think they're the ones who seem to really enjoy it. And if they're seeing the people that they've seen on TV, and it's the first time they've experienced them, then you can't hold that against them. But you're right. I think the product has suffered slightly against some of the superior brands that there are the other arms of the company at the moment as well.
Absolutely. Well, look, before the event on Monday, the reason I was in Birmingham is that NSPCC launched a new initiative. It's sort of in partnership with WWE, very similar to what WWE do in America with bullying, and obviously NSPCC is very big on that. And it was just an initiative to teach kids to just recognise when they're feeling different emotions.
Great, of course.
And you know, if someone's being like this, it's going to make you feel angry, but just to deal with it. Everything we've heard about bullying as you grow up, but basically, what better way to do it than have Becky Lynch, Naomi, and Trent Seven, who was actually brilliant with the kids. Like, you know, he's not done as much press as these guys. Mm-hmm. And actually, when they did this press conference, someone said to Trent, is wrestling fake? And you could see the press woman like going, oh, what's he going to say? Because I don't think he's been faced with this at a WWE event before. And he was brilliant. He basically was talking about Iron Man. He was like, look, you see Iron Man, right? He's not real. But you watch him on the telly, and that's on the cinema, and that's real. And he kind of explained it in an amazing way, and said how wrestling is entertainment. And that kid, who was probably thought he was being cool and asking a question. Maybe I reckon his mum or dad had said, if you ask a question, tell him it's fake.
Yeah, the old question. Yeah.
And Trent Seven, I don't want to say like shut him down. Trent Seven just beautifully explained what wrestling is. And I think that was really good. And I wish someone would film that and put it out, but I don't think it happened. But look, I caught up. We had very limited time, but I caught up with someone that we wanted to speak to for a long time. I've loved her on Total Divas. I've loved the fact that she is one of the most seemingly infectiously happy people on the roster. You very rarely see Naomi being miserable. And,
no.
Well, we had a little chat at Warwickshire Cricket Club, and this is what it sounded like.
So I'm here at Edgbaston with WWE superstar Naomi. Naomi, first question. We're at a cricket ground. Ever watched cricket?
Actually, only on TV, but never live. I would love to see a live game.
Should do a 2020. 2020 is like a sort of short version. It's like baseball, basically. It's not like a four-day game. It's like baseball. So, you know, everyone has a laugh and, you know, lots of food and drink and it's all fun. So I'd recommend that.
I'd have to check that out. I would love to.
So we're here. We're in England. It's grey. It's horrible. You've got off the plane from Florida, I think.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
I am, actually. I love coming to the UK. The fans are always so responsive and, you know, receptive to us, and it's always a good time. It's a good vibe, and I just feel like we're so appreciated when we come, and it's I love coming to the UK.
Now, we're here for NSPCC. They're launching a new initiative about bullying today in partnership with the WWE. This is a large part of your job. You know, obviously you are a wrestler. You have to find time to work out. You do a lot of public appearances and then you do things like this. Is this something that you always jump at the chance of doing, or do they put you forward because you're obviously bringing the glow? And I mean, I saw you do some very energetic emotions earlier, which I think was very good.
Oh, I jump at opportunities like this. I think it's very important to give back to the community and those who support us. And just traveling the world so much and seeing so many different fans and so many people, at the end of the day, I mean, we all have the same things in common. Just getting through life and trying to survive each day. And I just love every chance I get to speak to the youth, because they are our future. And no matter where you are, whether it's in the UK, whether it's in Africa, whether it's in the United States, children all over the world are experiencing and going through the same thing, which is a huge problem, I feel like, in our society, is with bullying, especially with social media. So I just feel like it gives me a lot of purpose, and I see how me doing so little can affect and change so many different lives. We have an amazing platform, and I think this is just a part of the responsibility I have with being Naomi and having a glow and being a WWE superstar. You know, with great power comes great responsibility, and I take it, I live for it, you know.
You made a really good point when you were on the stage saying that, you know, a lot of people actually in your position, you experience bullying on an hourly, minutely basis. Oh, yeah. What with social media. And I think a lot of people who obviously watch sports people and entertainers forget that you're actually going through that as well. So you're in a great position to talk about it.
Absolutely. I think we get it more than the normal because of who we are. And maybe people think like that we're excluded from that, but we're not at all. So we actually can relate a lot to what these kids may be going through, and may, where us as adults know how to handle it or manage it better. These kids, some are lost and some deal with it very hard. And just having stepchildren and seeing the things that they go through, times are different from when I was growing up. And having nieces and nephews, and it's just, I just want to do as much as I can to try to help them in any way with you know, getting through life these days, because it really is different. But it can be good, and school can be good, and life can be good. I think a big part is being able to identify those emotions. A lot of kids bully because they're unhappy or have, you know, problems within themselves that they can't identify. So I think it's just tackling that one opportunity at a time, hopefully to spread the word.
Let's get on to wrestling. The women's division have seen a lot of firsts this year. Royal Rumble, we've obviously just had Evolution. What's next, realistically? What do you think will come next in the women's division?
I'm really hoping and praying for these women tag team titles. And I hope to be the first to hold them. It's something I've been hearing about, but since I started my career here, it's something I've always just loved, the tag division. There's something about tag teaming that's just so exciting. And being married to a tag team specialist, getting to see him perform and the way he works his matches, I would love to be able to share that with him and have his help in the women's tag team division.
And obviously you don't have a twin that would help, that handily would be your partner, so who would your partner be? I know you're tagging with Oscar at the moment.
Oscar's my twin. My sister from another mister, that's what we like to say. I love Oscar. I think she is truly one of the most talented women I've ever seen. My personal favorite, Oscar can get in the ring with anybody. I run circles around him. I can learn a lot from her, and I think if there's anyone to elevate me and make me better, it's Oscar. I truly admire her, and I think we make a great team.
Question is though, whose entrance music would you come out to as a tag team? I mean, yours is probably one of the most iconic in the moment in the WWE.
I don't know, because I love Oscar's music too. Maybe we can do a collaboration of the two or something.
You need to do a bar, a Cesaro Sheamus kind of mashup like they do. You could do that.
That'd be dope.
I've got to ask you about your customized title that you had when you were the SmackDown Women's Champion. You know, obviously that's not getting any use at the moment. Did they let you keep it?
No, they did not. And as soon as Natalya got the title off of me, she stripped all the glow right off of it. But there's no doubt that I won't have it again at some point in my career. I can guarantee that. Before I retire, before I'm done, I will make that title glow once more.
Obviously, just getting towards the end now, we're in the UK. Is there something that you always try and do when you're here? I know, for example, Charlotte always tries to go to a Wetherspoons pub. She's mentioned that they do a good beer and a burger deal for £5, which is very reasonable. Is there anything you do?
I try to get as much Bunafi here as I can, because we do not have it back in the States, or I don't know anyone else that can make it. I can only get it when I'm here, and it is the best dessert, the best food, the best like I've ever had. I'm obsessed with it. So I just binge on Bunafi when I'm here. I look forward to that every time I come.
Okay, any Bunafi companies listening today, you know, there's the UK tour going on. For the attention of Naomi, any Bunafi products, she'll take them back to Florida and
all of it. Hook me up. I give you all my contact information. Just ship it to my house.
And finally, you know, on a serious note, we're looking around Edgbaston now, and they've got a message for Roman here. Get well soon. It's obviously been a pretty weird couple of weeks for WWE superstars, but more specifically for you and John. Mm-hmm. How have you coped with that? Have you been allowed some time off? Have you sort of spent time with him? What's been going on?
We plan to all get together for the holidays coming up, for Thanksgiving and Christmas, but. Roman's strong. He's been through this before, and it's scary because you never know how it's gonna be this go around. But he has all the love and support that he needs, and he's still so like into work, and we just kind of want him to. He loves this. He loves wrestling. He loves everything about it, so it's tough for him being away, especially under these conditions, but we just want him to take care of himself, relax, and know that we'll all be here. The fans and WWE Universe is waiting for him to get better and to come back.
And you can bet he'll be sat there watching it at home, and he'll be ready, won't he? He'll be ready.
Yeah, he won't miss a beat, and we just looking forward to spending time with him and him having this time to take care of himself, which is very hard for him to do, because all he lives, breathes, thinks is wrestling and WWE. But it was scary and shocking, but we'll get through it together.
He'll come back stronger.
Absolutely.
Let's get in from the cold. Naomi, thank you very much, and good luck with the UK tour.
Thank you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like
me. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So there is Trinity Fatu.
Yes.
Otherwise known as Naomi. It's a little bit weird with that because on Total Divas, everyone calls her Trinity. And then like obviously she plays the character of Naomi. So when I first met her, it was, hey, this is Naomi. I was like, oh, hi. And then at the end, because she mentioned there, they had around the cricket ground on the big screens, they had like a big thing for Roman Reigns saying get well soon and all that, which is a really nice touch. And actually, weirdly, the guy that runs Warwickshire Cricket Club at Edgbaston is a massive WWE fan. And he was sort of hanging around and we had a good chat.
Right, yeah.
And it was all his doing. And like, he's a super fan. And then he got tickets and like he went to see it. And I think he's a bigger fan than anyone in that room. And she at the end of that, I was taking photos of her. If you look at her Instagram, there's a photo of her like, pointing at the Roman Reigns thing. I took all them.
Did you?
Yeah,
that's all your work.
I was on fire, mate. And at the end, I'm calling her Trinity. And then she looked a bit like, whoa, what? And then she's like, oh no, that is my name. Yeah. It was just a very weird situation. I've never really had that
Why
before.
Did you slip that in? I mean, did you just sort of think you could get away with it after talking to her for 5 minutes?
Well, no,
you know,
it's because,
good mates
like,
and all that after that?
I mean, like, I've seen more of her, really, like in terms of on screen time. I've seen more of her on Total Divas where she's called Trinity.
Yeah,
it's very weird. And then like I was tagging her on Instagram and her name's Trinity before I went and it like yeah, it just, I just yeah, I got my names mixed up.
She's married to an Uso, isn't she?
She's married to John, yeah. Who is
Jimmy?
Jimmy?
Is it, I think I want to say it's Jimmy, yeah.
She mentioned just
and,
there, yeah.
She obviously then they were on both on the show tonight, so that they it's
were they
nice,
good?
Yeah, they're very good, yeah.
I think that
nice
was the squash match.
Around.
Who do they face?
Yes, well, it was Jimmy and Jay together. They were in a triple threat tag match against The Bar and against The New Day. So that was one match. And then she was in, I think she was in a women's match, a women's tag match.
She was with Oscar.
Oscar, yeah. And they took on Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
Of yes. course. And yeah, so what we saw, the squash match that I'd forgotten previously, was the Usos came out and faced the Colons.
Oh yes, yeah,
and squashed them in right. like 10 seconds.
But
like,
a rare
all that way, and
absolutely, yeah,
squashed.
All that way. But a rare situation for wrestlers who are married. Obviously, it's not rare that they're married, but it's nice that they can kind of travel around a bit together. Because one of the hardest things about being on the road all the time, isn't it? It's just you don't have any life really. So
yeah, exactly.
Quite nice if you can share it with your wife if you're going on tour and stuff.
And with both of them on tour, imagine the post at their house. That's really going to stack up because there's no one
yeah,
there like, taking
that's
it
true,
in. Their
yeah,
post box
true.
Would be like, you know, the American post box with a little flag on it.
Yeah,
it'd be overflowing with stuff.
Just imagine, can't you?
And she mentioned there about like, banoffee pies. If anyone does send a banoffee pie, just be aware that a postbox will be quite full. They've been on tour for 10 days.
Yeah, so chances are she's not going to pick it up straight away, so it might not be worth sending
it
at the moment.
Hold off
you know
on
what I mean?
A banoffee
yeah.
for a little while.
Yeah, just make sure she's in so that she can put it in the fridge, because otherwise it's going to be a complete waste, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Now, look, we are going... I say we. Sorry. Me and Will are going to Survivor Series. Well,
right.
Look, I was there anyway. Like not.
Well, you're not there now, are you? I mean,
I'm going to be there anyway, so it fitted in. So
right.
Look, we're going to go to the press day. We're going to chat to whoever they put in front of us, and then we're going to go to the events. We'll hopefully do some live podcasts there. Maybe we'll find a bar like we did with WrestleMania.
Very good.
And if I do see Naomi, I'm really tempted to find something banoffee and take it over.
You should.
Much like with Becky Lynch, we discussed in the interview. If you've heard the podcast before, we discussed Mint Crisp, which
did
is
you get her
Irish
for the
no I totally forgot, and I was in a room with her, and like although we didn't interview her, like Trent Seven and Becky were there, and we sort of chatted, but we just didn't have time to do like a formal interview. Stupidly, if I just press record, probably could have got a bit more out of him. But
for those of you that know what John and Will and I look like, you won't be surprised to know that the thing that we can bond over with all these interviews is food. Isn't that right, John?
Well, yeah, I think you're a little bit below me and Will.
Well, I don't know. I'm catching you up. But what I would say is that I think we should start acquiring some of these items and make it our point that we have a selection of goodies that we take over to what are these trips that we take and hand them out to the superstars.
Weirdly, all the interviews we've had on this, so we've had obviously Naomi with Banoffee, Becky Lynch talked about Mint Crisp, yeah, which is like Cadbury's, but you can't get it in the UK, but you can. We found it and she was really unaware of this.
Yeah.
Also, right, Charlotte, yeah, Flair talked about, and I know I mentioned it in the interview just there because it's the only thing I ever mentioned about Charlotte, she loves a beer and a burger from Wetherspoons.
Yes, I also happen to know that she loves Ben and Jerry's and wants a flavour named after her.
Well,
there
you go.
We can take some ice cream.
Take that as well. And, you know, Cesaro loves coffee.
Yeah.
We know that.
There
we can
go.
Take him some Costa, some Kenko. Take him some Kenko Millicano.
That would be great.
It's quite nice.
You'd
I'm sure we'll never know that it's not real. And we've had one more person, and I can't think who it was, but they told us Sasha Banks loves coffee as well.
There we go.
We had her
there
on. We could do it. We probably won't, I'll be honest, because, you know, it's in 10 days and that's...
It would be quite
no
a nice follow-up though, wouldn't it, if we end up furnishing these people with the items that they would like.
I'm going to get some Mint Crisp before we go to America.
Definitely.
And I will take it to Becky. And if that happens, we'll see a video on at Pro Wrestle Show on Twitter.
There we go.
Do you want to preview what is there for Survivor Series? I know it's not the full card yet, but what we've had announced so far... there's been a lot of rumours that we've read online where they weren't going to go with the Raw versus SmackDown vibe, but then obviously Roman Reigns happened and like Kevin Owens was injured and it's kind of, that's all gone on its head, and actually they are doing it now.
They are completely doing it, yeah.
Yeah, so tag champions AOP, who won the tag titles, they had to really because they got to take them off Seth and Dean.
Yeah.
I'm still not convinced by them. I don't traditionally like just big guys that just steamroll everyone. I just find it a little bit boring. I know they've got the man with them. Your man.
That is the problem. It's just a little bit, it's a little bit done to death, isn't it? This format. So they might need to try and mix it up a little bit. But
and they're against the bar. And, you know,
big guys against big guys, really, isn't it?
Well, it is, but like Cesaro's, you know, very agile. Like some of the stuff. I would love to see Cesaro on his own again, doing a solo run soon, ideally. Because he is really good, you know, and like he does really nail stuff. But in the bar, it's funny. But I don't know. In that, you've got one team that has a lot of personality and one team that I just find just kind of dull.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what's going to happen.
Is that going to make the main card, do you think, that match?
As it stands, I think it will.
It feels like a preliminary match, doesn't it?
But yeah, I think they'll probably just bump the cruiserweight title to the card. But who knows? I mean, the problem is with this is that none of these matches really care, do they, with Survivor Series? I mean, like, there's not been any build-up. I know that Shane winning the Best in the World was like they basically had to change plans, and that's unavoidable. I'm not invested in most of these matches, but at the same time, I'm going, so I've got to be.
Well, I think the WWE have made a little bit of a snafu, to be honest, because they didn't really promote Evolution because they were so hotly promoting Crown Jewel, and then Crown Jewel, everything changed on Crown Jewel, and I mean, we won't touch on it completely, but it all sort of went a bit weird. There was a lot of strange booking decisions and people dropping out and all the rest of it, which then has altered those plans, and now they've sort of taken their eye off the ball when it comes to Survivor Series. It's only in a few weeks, so they've had to botch this card together. So what I would say about the card is, although it's not necessarily rivalry, there's a few curious matches that make me think, oh, that's quite interesting. You know, the champion versus champion on the brands and that sort of stuff. There's always the big Survivor Series matches themselves, which are always quite entertaining, quite long, so they're always worth watching. But there's nothing in there which makes you think, I must watch that because it's a score to be settled. It's much more just a curiosity thing, who's going to get the better, Raw or SmackDown.
And then I think once that's out of the way and we get TLC in December and then, you know, obviously Royal Rumble, I think then it starts to get a bit more interesting and we start to see what WWE are planning.
Yeah.
I mean, one of those matches that's quite interesting is Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
I don't know, we've probably seen that before, but not in a grand scale like this. That'll be quite good.
It will be, and I think that it's an opportunity, isn't it, to have a few really kind of epic matches. If they're not going to necessarily be epic rivalries, I think we can still get some, because there's some great workers in these matches. Then Nakamura against Rollins should be a tremendous match. So hopefully that's what it'll showcase, is just some great matches. But we have seen it a lot before.
But you know that Dean Ambrose will probably screw Seth Rollins over at least that continues the story a little bit. They fully announced the women's one, haven't they? So you've got... Actually, no, sorry. They've announced SmackDown's women's team. So you've got Charlotte Flair, Carmella, Naomi, Oscar, Sonya Deville versus Alexa Bliss as captain. And I don't know if that means that she's wrestling. I don't think they don't know as well.
Oh, right. So we're not sure whether the captains are wrestling.
You know, she had the concussion or rumoured concussion. No, they haven't confirmed anything. Broke the nose, whatever. All those things. So that's what happened. So she's been sort of named as captain, which makes it look like she's not wrestling. So who knows? But then they're going to announce the others. I mean, if it's coming from Raw, you can probably guess who it's going to be. It's probably going to be the Riot Squad.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I think so.
And, I mean, maybe some of the Riot Squad. Maybe, I don't know. Mickey James and probably Natalia.
Yeah, probably. I mean, personally, I'd quite like to see the Riot Squad get a little bit of a rub, because I think they've worked quite hard this year and they haven't really been rewarded with a lot of stuff on the main card. So I think they're still in that kind of grey area, aren't they, between getting a push and kind of just sort of treading water a little bit.
But yeah,
personally, I'd like to see them get a bit more of a push, because I think they've worked hard enough, they deserve it a bit now.
Yeah, they've been, you know, obviously Liv Morgan had a lot of hassle for that mistake, but other than that, I think they've actually sort of really grown on the main roster.
Yeah.
And then obviously the men's one, Team SmackDown versus Team Raw. Again, like, the problem is, on Monday, they showed Survivor Series, I want to say it was 2001? Which was just like The Undertaker, Kane, Stone Cold, The Rock, Chris
Angle.
Jericho, Kurt Angle, The Big Show. Like, it was just everyone. And that was amazing. And then you look at this and go, yeah, it's all right.
That's the problem,
isn't
it?
It's kind of like,
it's a hodgepodge of sort of mid-carders and main eventers, as opposed to sort of, it just sort of shows where they are at the moment, doesn't it, in terms of, I mean, they have got great depth across the roster, but it's not necessarily what you'd call kind of star power, is it?
Well, not at all. No. And then obviously the two championship matches, a lot of people are a bit confused about Brock Lesnar versus AJ Styles, about Brock Lesnar being the champion, of course, versus AJ Styles. That'll be all right. Didn't they? I'm pretty sure they had this match this time last year.
I'm sure they did, yeah.
So that's that again. You know, Lesnar won last year, so maybe Styles will win this year, and in 2019 they'll do it again.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talk about Brock Lesnar at the moment. It still seems to be in doubt whether or not he is actually going to go to UFC. The latest news is that there are strong rumours that he's going to be facing Daniel Cormier or John Jones at some stage at the early part of next year. But I read a rumour today, I don't even know if this rumour, it seems to be talk, there's more and more talk that he's going to extend his contract with WWE. So it's still really up in the air, even though he's obviously slimmed down massively to try and get back in
oxygen
shape.
It's money. Like, let's face it, WWE is screwed. They've lost Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Roman Reigns. They've lost, you know,
they do need him.
Three big players. So they need him. So they're going to have to pay the money.
They are.
And also, Daniel Cormier, like, he fought last weekend with, like, a broken hand because he was facing Derek Lewis. Like, no match, really.
Yeah. No.
But if he's got a broken hand, like, realistically, he probably isn't going to be ready until early next year. Mm-hmm. They could put that back and he could fight John Jones, is what the rumour is. And then after WrestleMania, maybe, you know, he loses the title, does Lesnar, and then they can do UFC. Or he'll just do it all together.
I think that after WrestleMania is the time now for Brock. I really do, because I think with John Jones's return, I think that's enough of the eyes on the UFC. They don't need to worry too much and they can stagger a little bit, and I think it works out well for both parties.
Well, let's hope so. And then obviously Women's Championship, Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch. I'm probably the most excited about this match.
Yeah, it should be great. And I mean, Becky, this crack character of Becky's is just brilliant. She's so little, Becky Lynch. When you see her live, she's tiny, but she's got such a big character, and she's got such an amazing. She's supposed to be a top heel at the moment. You know, she's supposed to be hated, but everyone absolutely loves her. And I think it feels very Steve Austin-esque. It's that kind of anti-hero thing, anti-establishment. But she's just tremendous, Becky Lynch. She really is, and she could get a believable match out of Ronda, I think.
Absolutely. And obviously a lot of people at this press day on Monday, I didn't speak to Becky on recording, but a lot of the people, and it was, I think it was BBC Birmingham or BBC West Midlands or WM, whatever it's called, and they were chatting to her, and the guy asked, you know, are you happy that Ronda Rousey's a champion? And, you know, Becky Lynch was like, look, Ronda Rousey has done amazingly well since she came in. She's the champion. I've been doing this for 10 years plus. So she might be the champion, but she's not the man. And, like, that's a really good answer.
Yeah, it's
because,
great
like, there's truth in it.
Yeah.
But everyone, you know, if you're a wrestling fan, if you're a mark, you know that Becky Lynch has been doing it years. But at the same time, Ronda Rousey has been, you know, pretty incredible. Not towards the end of UFC, but she, you know, she's been very decent at what she's done. And, you know, she's got credibility. So I'm looking forward to it.
I think that this new personality from Becky definitely comes from her real life feelings of, I wouldn't say frustration, but certainly I would say frustration actually, towards the fact that people like Ronda are getting the rub over her. But I do, I also think that she's been massively helped by this new kind of, this new gimmick of hers, which is this much more kind of feisty, more aggressive, more angry figure.
Yeah.
That will make her a more believable challenge for Ronda. I think a few months ago, if she was more of the face Becky Lynch, I think that you would say that this would be it would be, you wouldn't even be able to book it to make it look like anything other than a squash. I think now, I think Becky can genuinely get a legit match out of Ronda Rousey, and I think she can be believed in doing so as well, just because of this new persona of hers.
And you know that one of them will win with an armbar.
For sure.
I mean, that's the way it's going to go.
Because Becky has also got MMA training, because she's also got her partner is also an MMA fighter.
Potentially ex-partner now, I think.
Oh, is that hot off
the press? No, a little while ago.
Really?
Yeah, I thought the same, and someone corrected me, and if you look at it, they have kind of... they don't talk about
it's
each
Luke,
other anymore.
It? Luke, cool hand, Luke. Luke Sanders.
Yeah, but you know,
not
whatever.
Not so cool anymore. If he's not with Becky.
Not anymore.
She on the market now then.
Get out.
Mint Crisp will do it.
Actually, yeah. If I take her a box of it and then write from Sam, kiss, kiss.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll
posh
see.
Posh Sam, obviously.
Posh Sam. Yeah. So she knows who it was. Yeah. So look, we're looking forward to Survivor Series. We're obviously looking forward to War Games before that. I think we'll talk about that next week in our sort of preview for Survivor Series weekend. Once we know the full match lineup, we've got Will hopefully on Skype. We'll probably do
He'll be around.
To be fair, we'll probably do it with you on Skype. This is like a meeting on the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll do it on Skype. We'll be there.
Yeah.
You'll be here.
Great.
You know.
Let's do that.
And we'll be drunk and you'll be sober. So
yeah.
It works out perfectly well.
I can organise it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Fine. That sounds fine. A couple of things outside of WWE I want to talk about just before we round off a couple of live events that are coming up this weekend. Obviously, Chris Jericho had another amazing match with Evil in New Japan, retained his title, and then it set up a match at Wrestle Kingdom in, when is it? The 4th of January against Naito. And Chris Jericho did an amazing post-match thing where he was like, no. You know, all the rumours, yeah, I'm not doing it. No, I don't want to do it. Like, he doesn't deserve it. And he basically just did, you know, an amazing heel promo in this slightly new persona he's got with his face paint and his bowler hat.
Yeah.
Not a bowler hat. I can't remember what type of hat it is. Is it a fedora?
I was going to say, is it a fedora? But I'm not sure that it
I
is.
I think it's
is
a fedora.
It? Is it?
But yeah, so they're facing off the second match between Chris Jericho and Naito, which will be really interesting, I think. And, I mean, that gets me a little bit more excited than Survivor Series, really.
Yeah. I mean, Jericho, everything Jericho does is... Well, I know that you and Willie absolutely love Jericho anyway, don't you?
Let's be honest.
But everything he does has got, I think, the eyes of the world on it. I think he's one of the very few that can attract kind of outside interest, if you know what I mean, from the wrestling business. Not just wrestling fans, but in terms of... I'm not sure that many people still who are into the American product would engage with Japan. Some people will, but not everybody will. But I think Jericho is somebody who can make people really get involved in the Japanese product.
He's going to bridge that gap.
For
he's
sure,
going to bridge
sure.
interest and get, you know, you see them doing more and more American shows. I think it's really good for them. Whether or not he retains his title then, I mean, he, you know, loses it then, does he come back for the Royal Rumble to do a bit more WWE?
I mean, that would be fascinating, wouldn't
I don't
it?
Think he, I don't know if he will.
I don't think he needs to. I think he's doing well enough where he is at the moment, to be honest. And he's got all these other projects in the go as well.
He's not on the road either.
Talk about him being involved in a new promotion. Have you heard that story?
There was a rumour, yeah.
Potentially. So, I mean, he's always got irons in the fire.
There's
Jericho,
also a rumour that your man, Shahid Khan?
Yeah.
Shad?
Shad Khan.
Got a nickname, isn't he? Shad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who obviously owns Fulham FC and the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's potentially thinking about doing a wrestling promotion, apparently. And he's a very rich man, so
he
would certainly have the money. So, I mean, it sounds very interesting. There's lots of rumours around at the moment. There's also a rumour that Naito was offered a contract with WWE early in the year after his match with Chris Jericho the first time round. And he was quoted as saying, New Japan is the best ring in the world. Why would I need to come to WWE?
Well, I mean, you know, he's got a case, hasn't he? Has he not?
He has.
I mean, certainly in terms of, well, both, I think all factors in terms of reputation and in terms of quality. I think you can't argue with that at the moment.
No, absolutely not. The other thing I want to talk about, and this is the, you know, we all know that Pac is back, formerly known as Neville, formerly known as Pac.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, before he was in NXT, I didn't really know a lot about him because I was kind of a bit useless on the independent scene. I'm sure Will will tell you all about Pac and what he's done before. And obviously he disappeared, he sort of left WWE, but no one really knew on what terms and when he was going to be back and everything like that. And he has come back and actually, you know, he's started to get independent booking. So I know he's doing an event for Defiant, he's booked for Rev Pro going forward. And obviously he's returned to Dragon Gate where he sort of made his name. And the best thing is he's back on Twitter.
Oh,
so he's still got his account with all his followers from WWE. Quite sneaky. He's changed the name. So it's not WWE Neville or anymore. It's Bastard Pac, which I quite like. And his first tweet after over 14 months, I'm back, you shit. Which I absolutely love. And since then, actually earlier today, let it be known I am no gimmick nor an act, just a proper horrid bastard with nothing but contempt for every one of you.
You can tell he's back on the indie scene, can't
he? He is not messing around. I saw a lot of people tweeting progress recently. When's Pac coming? And they're like, nah.
Pack is back.
I don't think they've been playing it cool.
Yeah.
I think he may show up in progress, but I think it'll be a surprise.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think so. He's doing a lot of them at the moment. Like, obviously, you know, he's taking these independent bookings. He's not worked for a while, so he's going to need to. But, you know, I'm really excited to see what happens with him. And I think, you know, again, like Cody leaving WWE and doing his own thing and going from strength to strength, I think he has the personality and I think he has the character. And I think he's got a lot of new fans for his integrity of going, you know what, I don't want to lose to Enzo Amore. That is the rumour that is why he left.
Yeah.
And he's kind of continued frustration. I think he's got a lot more fans and I think he's got a lot more buzz about him because of the way he left, just like Cody had.
And as we well know, if you do particularly well in the indies now, then there's always the chance down the line that you could link up with the WWE at some stage down the, you know, and if he's now taken a step back to take two steps forward, that's got to be good for his career.
Absolutely. And it's funny you say that. Like Will Ospreay, injured at the moment. No one knows really what. He doesn't really talk about it, but he's doing a lot of Instagram because he's so bored, quite clearly. He does a lot of question and answer stuff. Every time he does it, which is pretty much every day, when are you going to WWE? Yeah. When are you going to NXT?
Yeah.
And every time he just says, I've not said never.
Yeah.
But why would I?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know? And Bullet Club this week have released like mad figures of how much money they make from merchandise. You know, there's rumours of them signing. They're going to have to pay them a hefty wedge for them to go there.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. I mean, with all these changes and of WWE changing their product and obviously people like Chris Jericho going and doing this, people back on the indie scene like Pac and indie wrestling going from strength to strength, I think it's going to be a really interesting 6 months up until sort of mid next year in wrestling and see what goes on. And if a new promotion springs up from somewhere, whoever's running it, that'll be interesting.
Without doubt. The big thing for them will they be able to find some kind of TV deal? That's always the crucial the crucial mark, isn't it, of a new promotion, as to whether they can find a TV deal. But if they can, it'd be very exciting to see whether or not they can kind of encourage some talent to come to them and see what they end up with. It'd be interesting to see.
Absolutely. And also, I want to mention in particular one indie show that's coming up. Actually, I mean, this is coming out and we recorded it on Thursday. This is out today on Friday. If you're not listening to it today on Friday, it's already happened. Rev Pro have got an event at York Hall, which is always a good laugh. Zack Sabre Jr. headlining that.
Oh, great.
So, you know, he's back in the UK and doing his thing. And I think that's going to be really good. Progress have got their event coming up in November. I can't remember what it's called. Something, always weird names. But that is on a Monday. And weirdly, I might be wrong, I don't think it's sold out.
Really?
That's yeah, because it's Monday, and I don't think a lot of people can't make a Monday afternoon.
Get your
afternoon.
Tickets then, folks. For
so
progress,
yeah, if you, I think this is possibly your chance. I mean, now we've said it, it's probably sold out. But if you want to go to Progress and you don't want to have to sort of try and get a ticket on the black market, now's your chance to go and see Progress.
Very much so.
Some decent matches on there. Some as you say, WWE UK talent.
As you say, John, it's very, very unusual to be in with a chance of getting a ticket because normally it sells like hotcakes. So
absolutely.
Make sure you take the chance to do it now if you can.
Well, there you go. Well, a very quick podcast today, kind of. Still gone on a bit. But we will do a Survivor Series preview next week. If you are going to any indie shows, please let us know. We'll happily sort of promote them. We'll retweet them. If you want to tell us your views, tell us what happened. We can't be at every show. We can't be at most shows. We can't be at a show. I couldn't be at a show in London, which is just up the road from me today because I was working, but let us know what you think of shows. We always like to hear from you, and eventually we will try and get some correspondence around the country and you can go to different shows and we'll actually get proper reports.
Yeah, great.
At Pro Wrestle Show is our Twitter. Sam, I'm really sorry, next time we do a podcast I'll be in California, you'll be in dark London.
Yeah, well,
raining,
you know, what's new? Never mind, I'm still on the journey, the quest to make it to a WrestleMania, so you never know, that might
discussions for WrestleMania 35 are happening,
yeah,
aren't
they? Are there's preliminary discussions have taken place.
All right.
Contract negotiations are still up, but I'm hopeful we'll come to an agreement.
We'll watch this space. I just want to leave, I've just remembered one more thing. I love that Austin Aries, obviously having no-selled that finisher and just walked out and whatever, has now started taking people's abuse that he's received, taking their profile photo of them, and he's picking people who look a bit weird, and he's putting the quotes about how much of an arse Austin Aries is, and he's just sharing it.
Outstanding.
And he's getting so much heat from it. I think it's a really good one, and I think it's something to watch. So if you've not seen that, before the next podcast, have a look at Austin Aries' Instagram. This has been the Pro Wrestling Show. I've been John.
I've been Sam.
Oh, well, you've been Sam. And well, next week we'll have music because Will will be back. See ya.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.